it's time to write a budget that aligns with your financial goals and values. This means setting realistic limits for any discretionary spending, while also making sure that your essentials like rent, utilities, cell phone bills, and groceries are all accounted for. Hey there, and welcome to the Inspire Budget Podcast, where we talk all things budgeting, debt, and saving money. I'm your host, Allison Baggerly. Today, we're diving into a topic that's all too familiar for many of us, stress. But not just any stress. We're talking about that ever-present, sometimes overwhelming feeling of being stressed about money. You know the feeling, right? It's that constant companion lurking in the corners of our minds, whispering reminders of bills to pay, budgets to balance, and financial futures to secure. Well, according to a recent study by Fidelity, when it comes to managing money, stress is more than just a passing concern. It's practically a household name. And guess who feels the weight of this financial stress most acutely? Yep, you probably guessed it, women. In fact, a staggering 93% of women report feeling the heavy burden of financial stress pressing down on their shoulders. And let's face it, money stress is everywhere. It creeps into our daily lives. It infiltrates our thoughts, and it impacts our experiences in ways that we might not even realize it. We see it in the headlines, hear about it from friends, families, neighbors, and we feel it tugging at the corners of our minds during the few quiet moments we have. But perhaps nowhere is the weight of financial stress more palpable than the experiences of real people. People just like you and me. I recently had the privilege of hearing from one woman, a member inside my Inspire Budget Inner Circle, who bravely shared her struggle with financial stress. She said that she joined the Inner Circle because she feels like she is sabotaging herself with her impulse spending, and it puts a lot of stress on her life and affects her self-confidence. She said, "I am so desperate for change. I just want to feel less stressed and more in control." Oh my goodness, I can relate to that so much. The deep desire for change, the longing to break free from this suffocating cycle of stress and reclaim a sense of control over your money. And I couldn't help but nod along because her story resonated with me so deeply. Can you relate? It's like having this constant conversation with yourself, trying to convince yourself, this inner voice, to take a chill pill for a moment. But instead of chilling, that voice is all too eager to suggest unnecessary purchases or worrying endlessly about the future. It's a vicious cycle, one that can feel overwhelming and insurmountable at times. But here's the thing. You're not alone. We're in this together, and together we can find a way out. So as we continue on this journey, remember that your experiences, your struggles, your triumphs, your wins are all valid. And while financial stress may feel like this all-consuming force, there is hope. There is a path forward, and we're going to find it together. So if you're stressed about money, today we're going to be sharing three things you can do. So without further ado, let's dive into three proven strategies to help you regain control and say goodbye to financial stress once and for all. First up, we have the tried and true method of creating a realistic budget. Now, I am not talking about some cookie cutter budget that doesn't account for the realities of your life. No, I'm talking about a budget that reflects the true you, the one who sometimes splurges on takeouts or treats themselves out to a night with friends. Creating a realistic budget starts with an honest look at your income and expenses. I want you to consider taking some time to track your spending for a month and take a good look at where is your money actually going. This process can be so eye-opening. I know it is for many of the people I work with because it reveals areas where you might be overspending or neglecting to budget altogether. Maybe you are completely forgetting to budget for a certain category. Now, once you have a really clear picture of your spending habits, it's time to write a budget that aligns with your financial goals and values. This means setting realistic limits for any discretionary spending, while also making sure that your essentials like rent, utilities, cell phone bills, and groceries are all accounted for. But here's the thing. A budget is not meant to be restrictive and confining. So if you feel like your budget is a consequence, it's not that your budget is a consequence. It's just that you have this mindset about budgeting that's telling you it's a consequence. Instead, I want you to think of budgeting as this tool for empowerment. It allows you to take control of your finances and make intentional choices about how to allocate or use your money going forward. And remember, here's the biggest thing. Your budget is not etched in stone. It is okay to adjust and refine it as needed, especially as your financial circumstances change over time or you're hit with any unexpected expenses. The key here is to be flexible and proactive and keep going back and really reassessing your priorities and making any adjustments as needed. So don't be afraid to get creative with your budgeting approach. Find what works for you, whether it is using apps to track your spending and set up your budget, or using different bank accounts for discretionary spending versus necessary spending. The goal is to find something that you can stick with consistently. By taking ownership of your budget and making it work for you, you're not only going to reduce financial stress, but you're also going to gain a sense of empowerment and confidence in your ability to manage your money effectively. And trust me, there's no better feeling than knowing you are in control of your financial future. So if you are stressed about money, my first tip for you, the first strategy, is to create a realistic monthly budget. And if you're new here and you're like, Allison, how do I do that? Don't worry, I've got you covered. I have a free budget class where I walk you through how to do that. Go to inspirebudget.com/free class, all one word, free class, and you can sign up for that class. Next on the list when you are stressed about money is to prioritize paying off high interest debt. We all know that debt can feel like this heavy weight dragging us down, especially when it comes to debt with crazy high interest rates. But by focusing on paying off those debts with the highest interest rates first, you can actually free yourself up from that high interest debt that is clutching onto you and reclaim your financial freedom. Anyone with high interest debt, such as credit card debt, gets it. High interest debt can quickly spiral out of control if left unchecked. That's because a significant portion of your monthly payment that you're making is going towards paying off interest rather than reducing the principal balance. So by prioritizing paying off high interest debt, you're not only saving yourself money in the long run, but you're also freeing up more cash flow to put towards your other financial goals. It's like giving yourself a raise without actually earning more income. But listen, I get it. Tackling debt can feel really overwhelming and daunting, especially if you have multiple balances with different interest rates. That's why it is so essential to have a plan of attack. One popular approach is the debt snowball method, which involves paying off debts in order from smallest to largest balance, regardless of interest rates. But another option is the debt avalanche method, and that's where you focus on paying off debts with the highest interest rates first. This is a really great option because typically, mathematically speaking, it usually saves you more money in interest over time. Now, whichever method you choose, the key is to stay focused and consistent and make regular payments towards your debts until they are paid in full. Now, by prioritizing paying off high interest debt, you are taking a significant step towards financial freedom and peace of mind. So roll up your sleeves and let's get to work. Together, we can conquer even the most daunting financial challenges and emerge stronger on the other side with more peace of mind and less stress in the process. Today's episode is brought to you by my Goodbye Debt Tracker. The Goodbye Debt Tracker is a tool I've designed to help you pay off debt fast. And the best part? It's completely free for you. Yes, you heard that right. You can go to inspiredbudget.com/goodbyedebt. That's all one word, inspiredbudget.com/goodbyedebt to get your free download. Let's be real here. Paying off debt is a must for anyone who wants to live a life free of financial stress. Paying off debt isn't about scrimping and saving every single penny, and it's not solely about boosting your income. Paying off debt boils down to having a plan for your money, a plan that empowers you to spend intentionally while still tackling debt head on, a plan that's realistic, allowing for treats like a relaxing pedicure or massage when you need it the most. The journey to becoming debt-free starts with a strategy, and my Goodbye Debt Tracker will help you find the strategy that suits you best. This isn't just another spreadsheet. It's a carefully crafted tool designed to provide you with the clarity, strategy, and motivation to eliminate your debt. So whether you're tracking credit card debt, student loans, or any other financial obligations, the Goodbye Debt Tracker is here to guide you every step of the way. So if you're ready to say goodbye to debt and hello to financial peace of mind, it's time to get your hands on the Goodbye Debt Tracker. Let's find the strategy that suits you best and kick debt to the curb for good. You can go to inspiredbudget.com/goodbyedebt to get your tracker for free, or just click the link in the show notes. And finally, my third tip for anyone who is stressed about money is a total game changer, and that is setting up automatic transfers to your savings account. This is something you can do right now. You can actually finish listening to this episode or pause and go do this right now. But it is a wonderful way to make saving money as effortless as possible. By automating your savings, you remove the need to constantly remind yourself to set aside money for a rainy day. It's done for you automatically like magic. I don't know about you, but if it's up to me to always consistently move money to savings, I'm likely to forget, or I'm likely to come up with another more fun and exciting way to spend that money rather than sending it to savings. So how exactly does this work, automating your savings? It's really simple. All you have to do is set up recurring transfers from your checking account to your savings account on a regular basis, whether that is weekly, biweekly, or monthly. The amount you transfer and what you're transferring it for is entirely up to you based on your budget and your savings goals. Once you set up these transfers, you can sit back and relax knowing that you are consistently putting money towards your savings goals without even lifting a finger. It's a totally hands-off approach to saving that is really great for anybody who is super busy and may not have the time or energy or desire to transfer money monthly each month to your savings. This is exactly what we do when it comes to setting aside money for different things that we are saving for, whether it is vacation, emergency fund, home expenses, or even holidays like Christmas. We have money go out of our account every single month on the same day. It is transferred out a couple of days after we are paid and goes straight to savings. I don't have to worry about it. It's already taken care of. The best part is that automatic transfers can be customized to fit your unique financial situation. So whether you're saving money for an emergency fund, a dream vacation, or a down payment on a house, you get to decide how much money you want to save and how often you want to save it, and set it up to work for you behind the scenes. The most significant benefit of automatic transfers is the psychological impact, and I can speak to this firsthand. By removing the need for any active decision-making and willpower, which sometimes we lack, automatic transfers make saving money feel effortless and natural. It's kind of like tricking your brain into saving without even realizing it, and it's a really wonderful way to fight against any money stress you may have. So if you're ready to take your savings game to the next level, consider setting up automatic transfers today. Even if you just set up one automatic transfer to go into a separate savings account, you don't even need to know what you want to save for yet. Just set it up so you can start enjoying that easy savings process. I know this was a super short episode, but I wanted you to be able to walk away with three practical tips to help you stop stressing about money. So from creating a realistic budget to prioritizing paying off high interest debt and setting up automatic transfers to your savings account, these three strategies can help you stop stressing about money and find peace of mind in its place. But remember, the journey of managing your money better is truly a continuous process. There will be ups, there will be downs, so stay resilient in the process. If you found today's episode helpful, I would love to hear from you. Can you do me a favor and take a moment to leave a rating or review on whatever podcast platform you're using? Your feedback really helps us reach more listeners and continue to provide valuable content to our community. Thank you for joining me today, and we will talk again next Thursday on another brand new episode of the Inspired Budget Podcast. See you then.